This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Cal's counting down on his fingers to point to me when we start, and he's looking at his fingers a little confused. Let's see, 4, 3, 1, 2, 6, 1, go! Well, we're going!
But that's because I have that crooked Dupuytren syndrome finger. That said, my fingers are crooked. I don't know what's going on.
He didn't want to point
there.
His middle finger at me. He's counting down. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Yeah, this is Radio Law Talk. Most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative. We hope corona-free, coronavirus-free, social distancing law business show on Earth. Did that come out well enough there, Todd?
It did. It did. Yeah. It was very eloquent.
Yes, very eloquent.
It rolled off the tongue.
You know what, Denise? We got a lot of things to talk about today. That we're investigating it right now. Just came down. Did it come down last night or this morning?
I think it was. Just came down this morning.
This morning, yes. Was the United States Supreme Court. You heard it here in Radio Law Talk. That's why we're always up to date, at least sometimes. And the Supreme Court came down with a Nevada church asking for emergency injunctive relief from the government, forcing them to shut down and not hold church. The court just denied their injunctive relief. Now, again, it doesn't mean that, and this is the United States Supreme Court, this doesn't mean that, you know, they necessarily win on the merits. They're just saying we're not going to deny injunctive relief at this point. So
we're not going to grant injunctive relief.
Yeah, we're not going to grant injunctive relief. But that does say a lot. I mean, it's like if they really felt, you know, this is a real First Amendment issue with freedom of religion.
Yeah.
I think the court would have said, let's look at this. But for now, they just denied, right?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, there's probably a lot of things that they're weighing back and forth. And I'm sure that we'll talk about this in just a bit because we got stuff we got to get to.
Right.
And I just brought it up. And we just found out about this coming in. And I just brought up the opinion that was written. So I want to look at a couple of things.
Give some time to look at it, right?
But one thing that I did note, the dissent. So the dissent points out, says, you know, the Constitution of the United States protects the freedom of religion. We don't see anything where it says that the freedom to play craps or blackjack is a constitutionally protected provision.
Or to go to Walmart.
it was a 5-4 split with Justice Roberts throwing in the deciding vote towards the denial of the injunctive relief. And we'll take a look
at that. It's not ripe. I mean, honestly, when you think about it, it's not ripe yet for them to talk about it because we still don't know too much. And let's say they come in and they say, oh, no, government cannot shut down and quarantine people and do all this stuff. And then the COVID just rampages through. Better for them to kick it out a little bit.
You know what's interesting, too, Denise, is I had some people always trying to get us to, and I'm not going to go in details with this, our coming goes like crazy, people with asthma problems, mask issues, and I'm going to call mask shamers. And I will say this, and we're politically neutral, I'm sick of you mask shamer people. For the people, stop shaming people. You know what I mean? Stop it. That's not what our country's about. There are people that have disabilities that are coming to me saying, you know, and they have doctor's notes they can't wear masks because they're asthmatic or whatever, and they're shamed. They're mask shamed. And let me finish my point. My point is so we've been investigating and looking into this. Believe it or not, I thought, okay, from the ADA, but again, I'm not an ADA lawyer. There are some lawyers that just do that, so we just kind of looked into it. And this is cursory. They can basically deny people from wearing a mask, and not all, quote, health and medical issues are ADA issues. And
you mean they can deny people access to a business if they're not wearing a mask?
Right. It's up in the air, Denise, but it's not as – I thought it was, okay, ironclad, they got a disability, they've got a doctor's note, you cannot discriminate against them walking in without a mask. And I think I'm kind of wrong on that. I think so too,
because no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yeah,
what does that protect
you? Yeah, it depends upon what the disability is, and it's vague. My point is, I'm looking at why aren't all these ADA lawyers that I know of, they're not pushing this. And everyone's, I got people coming to me, you got a powerful firm, you're a good personal injury firm, we don't do ADA stuff, but doggone it, we started to go, maybe we should start pushing this. And I don't think it's very clear. I think they might be able to require you.
Well, one of the big things for me is that, look, if I'm in a wheelchair and I go to a business establishment and they're not ADA compliant, I can't get in there, and I claim discrimination, there is nothing about me being in a wheelchair that will pose a health problem to anyone else. This is different.
That's exactly
potentially
right.
And this kind of segues into what we always say at the beginning of Radio Law Talk here. So what we are giving is
general advice.
We're not giving
general topics.
General topics, not specific legal advice. And the reason I say that is because there are videos going around on YouTube. I've seen them. I've had friends forward them to me saying we could make millions if we, go into a Costco and try to raise these issues based upon videos that have been promulgated and sent about by folks who are not lawyers trying to give folks legal advice as to how they can game the system or force somebody to let them walk in without a mask. And all I will say is, folks, don't try it. You don't follow the advice. Don't follow the legal advice from somebody that you see on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram that's got some snippet of a video. And
wait a minute, TikTok's okay.
Well,
just if it's Fred.
And even if they say they're an attorney. So what? They're not your attorney?
Yeah.
We're all attorneys, and we don't give legal advice.
Right. And it's not very clear, Denise, and Todd. What I said is when I reviewed it, I thought it would be fairly clear. I thought, oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah.
These businesses that are, like, I know of a lady that came to us that is literally cannot wear a mask, and they refuse to allow her to come in. And there's got to be some sort of accommodations. But I'm looking, I'm like, and even they the ADA is writing about this saying, generally speaking, just because you have a disability and the difficulty to wear a mask doesn't mean automatically that that's an ADA violation of a business.
Yeah, you have alternates. You could do a visor.
Or you can order your food online.
Or Shield.
Shield.
Yeah. That's what I meant, Shield.
Yeah. And what would give one the right to say, listen, because I believe I have a handicap or a doctor says I do, I can legally expose you to a potentially life-claiming illness. Why would a person think they have that right? Doesn't make any sense
to
me.
But you've got to be careful. And I do, jumping on the ADA and the disabled side, look, it's a balancing act, Cal. It's balancing act. It's to the point where maybe you should do a little bit of accommodation for them somehow, but it comes down to that's our vulnerable, again, I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, but that is the vulnerable people. There's a very small minority of them, and you can't push them to the curb, and that's why the ADA is, American Disabilities Act, was brought up.
And in many of these stores where they, like a grocery store where they don't let you come in, I saw one where the manager came out and said, what's on your list? We'll do the shopping for you. We have an online. We will deliver it right to your car.
Right.
And
right.
Even before all of this started, the local grocery store close to my house, you'd order ahead, come and park and let them know you're there. They'd bring everything out to your car.
And this was accommodating.
Yeah, and this was a service they offered before the coronavirus even happened.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-DENISE. Denise, you got that number?
It's 855-529-7234.
Again, Law Radio. You can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We have an Instagram page, a Facebook page, a TikTok page, and go to radiolawtalk.com. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp's case, Sandman's. Mr. Sandman settles a case against the Washington Post. We got a lot to talk about. And I have something anecdotal, Cal, that you're going to be interested in that I'm going to talk about when we come back.
Okay,
we got lots going on. We'll be back.
And we'll even have a case or no case all coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. So stay tuned. There's much more coming.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Again, those of you who are new and listening to the show, the only time you're really allowed to use us, Todd always explains it very well, or Denise, you can explain, there's a reason why. What's the only time you can use our advice, if you want to call that advice or discussions, as the rule of law?
Well, when you're sitting around the table at Thanksgiving or a family gathering and somebody comes up with that old, they say, well, you can respond to the nebulous they, the non-citable they. You can respond with, well, I heard on Radio Law Talk from the excellent voices thereon that this is actually the case, and that will probably give you a leg up unless anyone at the table has also heard the show, in which case it might undermine your position, but whatever, we help.
We're here to help. You know, I don't know if you guys know, Denise is an attorney, a family law attorney. I've done personal injury. I taught as a former prosecutor for the DA's office in California and in Tennessee, and the reason I bring that up, we're going to thank and welcome. We have new affiliates coming on all the time. We just had a new one last week. WUCT, again, WUCT, 1600 AM, 941 FM, Allgood and Cookeville, Tennessee. And you knew where that was.
That's right.
You knew where that was when you were a DA. And Cal, our illustrious producer,
yes,
three-time
sir.
Emmy Award nominee.
Nominee, but never
but
winner.
Never yeah. winner. Let yeah. me finish my thing.
No, if you're going to do that, I'm going to insult myself.
Three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, Cal Hunter. Cal,
yeah.
Who are notable people coming out of Cookeville and Allgood, Tennessee?
Let me guess. Probably a country singer of some sort.
Well, that's a good thought. There are a few, but Mac Brown, head football coach at North Carolina Tar Heels and Texas Longhorns. Mm. Also a couple of important ones. There's a number of them, but Bobby Greenwood, former PGA Tour player, professional golfer. J.J. Redick, basketball player for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a number of them. Jake Hoot. Who the heck is Jake Hoot? He is the winner of the 17th season of The Voice. And he came out of that area.
See, told you, it's got to be a singer.
Yeah, well, they joined. Hey, guess what? Radio Law Talk is on their radio now. They can listen to us. And now, Todd, this is we have a number of Tennessee. I think we got to go look at our affiliates. I know we have other Tennessee affiliates.
Do.
But now, Todd, make sure you plug Tennessee as much as possible.
Oh, I will. I love Tennessee. I prosecuted cases up in the 2nd Judicial District out of Bristol. Actually, the county seat was Bluntville, Tennessee. We were the Tri-Cities area is Johnson City, Kingsport, and Bristol. Johnson City was in a different county, but I prosecuted in both Bristol, Bluntville, and Kingsport for a year. Loved it out there.
And you can't say Bluntville. It's Bluntville.
I was corrected quite strenuously by a judge and another defense attorney. You can't say Blountville, it's Bluntville, and you can't pronounce the T in county. It's county.
County.
County. So, yes, okay. Yes. I learned.
Well, I've got something I'm going to say. I'm going to save it because everybody's here. Those of you in Tennessee, we do a thing called Case or No Case where Cal Hunter, our illustrious three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner.
Never a winner, yeah.
But he gives us a case. It's a scenario. He tries to trick us. It's either a real case or fake, and we got to determine whether or not it's what the outcome is, and we get points for that. First one to 50 points. The other individuals within the loser section, that would be the other hosts, have to buy dinner. And right now, Denise is ahead of Todd and I. And so let's roll case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! All right. Sam was a smart man, but terrible with money. Every harebrained scheme that came his way, he invested in, and it seems he lost. And this was during unregulated times before the Reagan administration, when charlatans and scammers tried to get your money with little governmental oversight and protection. In fact, I think Reagan actually dropped some of the regulation in the deregulation era. But certainly, one day, a Mr. Page came in and offered Sam the deal of a lifetime. A partnership and an automatic type-setting machine that would do for publishing and newspapers what Gutenberg did for printing. Revolutionize it, he said. Sam put up $150,000 and waited for Mr. Page, P-A-I-G-E, his invention to come to market. But the inventor was a perfectionist, and his device was so complex with over 18,000 moving parts, it didn't come out for 15 years until Sam put up his money. By that time, Sam had had enough and he sought counsel, said he'd been damaged by Mr. Page's perfectionism and engineering delays, and I ask you, case or no case?
All right, see, I'm thinking, who do I want to start with here? I think I'll start with Fred today. Fred, what do you say? Case or no case?
Oh, my gosh. Why do you say
that? Denise kept her eyes down very assiduously.
I know. She's looking away. Those of you who don't know our studio, he's looking through a glass at us, a sealed glass that we cannot...
I was writing. I was taking notes, and Todd was over there looking away.
What year? Year.
Do you know? I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
It was prior to Reagan?
Yeah.
Prior to Reagan. Okay, that could be 1901. You know, who knows? I mean, all right. I'm going to say this is, I'm going on a limb on this. I know this is some sort of famous computer or invention that later pops up huge. Let me tell you that. It's something famous. I think Sam put the initial money up for help him produce or receive or build this thing. I think it takes off, whatever Mr. Page did, and it becomes a well-known piece of equipment. Sam sues, saying he was the original investor, and he does win. I don't know what, but he owns part of this, whatever this super famous thing is.
Okay.
It's so very intelligent.
Case.
Wasn't that a very intelligent layout?
I liked it. It was good. You say it's a case, and you say Sam wins.
Sam wins.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, what say you? Case or...
1 minute. We got one minute.
Case.
You can do it.
1 minute left.
Do it.
Oh,
do it.
Gosh. You know what? I'm going to stall because I really got to think this one through. I'm going to pull a Denise Dirk.
I was going to say...
stall. And,
tell an anecdotal story about your cat.
You know,
no, I'll answer for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, then Denise answers for herself.
No, for you.
Her. Oh, you're answering for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to interrupt these Yahoos talking, and we're going to be back. We're going to have case or no case results. Todd's going to think about it and do some research on the Internet, which, by the way, is against the rules. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up. Don't go away.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dick.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The most violent protest in the country continued throughout the night in Portland, Oregon, as fireworks were shot into the federal courthouse, causing fires. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered in Portland streets hours after a U.S. judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions. Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf also stated that the troops are not there by executive order.
Individuals that are in Portland are acting under FPS authority, Department of Homeland Security authority. Doesn't have anything to do with an executive order. This is existing authority that has been on the books for decades. That is the authority they're using to go in and to protect a federal facility. FPS protects almost 9,000 facilities around the country. There's no other facility that has this type of violent activity night after night after night.
Federal Protective Service officers declared the gathering as an unlawful assembly and cited that at least 18 officers had been injured. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Were you sleeping at the wheel again?
Yes, Cal? I was. You know, I went 30 seconds over because I thought, you know, if there's one thing we need on this show, more commercials and public service announcements.
People in Tennessee are going, he sounds like he's, like, really good. Now I see why he's the three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a
never
winner.
Never a winner, yeah. Well, it becomes rather obvious after you listen to the show for about 3 minutes and you go, okay, get it now.
Yeah, Mr. Hunter, yeah, he's a nominee. You sit in the back. You run the commercials over all the time. Yeah.
Fred suggested I get a tattoo on my forehead, but the L would not fit.
All right, case or no case, we're at Todd, who is stalling to see whether or not Paige is owed anything from Sam for this great invention of some typing thing that he went, 10 years or 15 years?
15 years. Yeah, Sam invests $150,000 into Mr. Page's typesetting machine, basically, and it doesn't come to market for 15 years after the investment. So Sam says, that's it. I'm done. I'm taking you to court. I'm thinking about taking you to court. So case or no case?
So I'm going to say that the term typesetting machine, basically, as Cal phrased it, is a reference to a computer. And that this has something to do with the advent of the first computers that came in. And this whole thing is actually a true scenario. It actually... But it never actually got to the point of being a lawsuit, where a lawsuit was filed. So he probably went and talked to an attorney, but nothing was actually filed. So on that basis, albeit true, it is no case.
Okay. And Ms. Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
You know, I was thinking the same thing, that it's a computerized automatic typesetting machine, and it took them a long time to get all the little bugs worked out, and that it is a scenario, and it's no case.
Scenario but no case.
Yep.
Fred says it's a case, and Mr. Page wins.
So if it's a scenario
but no case.
No,
Sam wins.
Sam wins.
If it's a scenario but no case. Okay, well, let me tell you what happened. Because for those of you who say this was a case. Let me
That's
see.
Me.
That would
Fred
be you, Fred. And, well, I'm, yeah. Yeah. Okay,
loser.
But here's the...
We'd love to see his face like that.
Oh, man. We're going to tweet out a picture of me when I lose. I hate losing.
Here's the interesting part about this. True story. Sam is Samuel Clement Moore. Yes, Mark Twain. Who lost the equivalent of $4 million in today's money because he loved this page compositor so much. But it was a one-armed device that would reach out and grab each letter and set it in type. Theoretically, again, 18,000 parts, and it was a constant need of adjustment and repair. The later state-of-the-art old linotype machines are long gone, too. All of them done in by computerized electronic typesetting. So he never sued. He just lost his $150,000 and took it like a man. By the way, if I understand history correctly, and I may or may not, Samuel Clement Moore, Mr. Mark Twain, also had a guy come in with the idea of the invention of the century, that he said, Mr. Mark Twain, you're going to make millions of dollars. And he said, you know, Mr. Bell, it just doesn't sound like that good an idea to me. and that is case. Or no case. So the way I look at this, Fred gets zero. Todd and Denise.
Two.
Each get two.
Yeah.
Yep, there we go.
I am
bringing
dinner again if we don't hurry
well,
up.
Well, in theory, I would note that I won the last case or no case, and here we are 25% of the way into the new case or no case. There still hasn't been a dinner. Now, there has
How are we going to have a dinner?
Now, there has been a pandemic, if they want to go ahead and use
that
as an excuse. Now I get it. I see, this is what happened over... Fred took a business trip to China. Todd's about ready to win. He goes by the Wuhan say, oh, and we're not taking him to dinner.
But we could always order in.
Yes, yes, yes.
By the way, next hour.
Yes.
Rats on a plane.
Rats on a plane.
Rats on a plane. Next hour.
Ooh, we're 3 hours. Those of you who don't know, we are 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific Standard Time. Hey, I'm going to throw in a thing. If your local radio station plays us 1 hour, go to www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can just click on live. You can listen to us live. Now, we're going to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case that is going on in England right now. And this is very interesting. We are keeping you up abreast of what's going on, and it is very important. But I must say a quick anecdotal thing. It is so interesting what this – and I think I'm going to call it. I mean, what the blank? You know, I was trying to think
–
I know. What, we should start a thing at the very beginning of every show saying, what the blank, you know? And I'm like, what the – so let me tell you what I did this weekend. I have family that came up, and we are, those of you in Tennessee listening, our studios are in California. And they wanted, never seen Lake Tahoe. Though you know Lake Tahoe's up north. It's a beautiful lake. We go up there. And don't forget, everybody, it's a mask state. But when you're going outside exercising, you don't have to wear a mask. So people are walking and enjoying. And by the way, it wasn't too busy, so people were social distancing. I'm looking at this area. If you guys know, it's called Emerald Cove. You ever seen Emerald Cove?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So the Emerald Cove lookout is huge. It's a huge lookout. And there's little trails and stuff you can go on. And so I don't have my mask on. I'd say probably it's almost 50-50. I'd say 60% have masks, 40% don't, maybe 50-50. And so I'm walking, and I'm coming down this massive ramp, and I don't have my mask on. A bunch of people don't, and a guy's coming up the ramp with his mask on. And I'm not going to tell you how he's dressed because it's going to be a little bit revealing of from the Bay Area or L.A.
Thank you for coughing to let us know that's what
it is. Was it one of those thong things?
No, I'm not going to tell you. But you're gonna, when you hear what happens, I say to myself, what has happened to our country? He pauses and sees me walking down, and he's at the bottom. It's probably 30 feet away. And he gets this look. You can't see him because he's masked up to the tilt, and you can only see his eyes. And the look on his eyes were like of pure fear. I was looking like, do I have leprosy? I mean, and there's walls. There's 4 feet walls on each side, and then there's a dirt and then a steep part because you walk up this ramp to go look at the overlook. And the ramp's huge, by the way. And he looks at me, and he's panicking. He doesn't know what to do. So on purpose, I go, I'm just going to keep walking to see what he does. You know, he leaps the wall. he grabs the wall, leaps the wall, climbs. He's like trailing, climbing up this dirt embankment. And by the way, about 4 feet behind him was the big parking area. He could have walked back and walked over to the side. And then he climbs up this dirt embankment that's a little bit dangerous. And there's another 4 foot wall. He's climbing that. He hits his knee. He hurts his knee. I'm trying to get my phone out to video this clown. I'm sorry. But it's like, dude, chill, man. Chill out. You know, just if he didn't like to be near someone within about 5.5 feet of a mask, just back up into the parking lot if you don't appreciate that. But I just have to tell you, what happened was so bizarre, and it was so crazy what this guy did to avoid any people.
Fear eclipses logic.
I'll tell you right now. Anyway,
Fred's not telling you is how Fred was actually dressed at that point in time.
He had it on one of those red deals.
Ties
up around the neck.
It was the Speedo thong that Fred was wearing. And if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, you're wearing it backward.
Maybe it might have been the sweating and the coughing.
Yes.
I can't breathe. Or was that from hiking up that mountain? I don't know.
And what I told Fred was just get a blue one. The red one really stands out. Just get a blue one.
I was doing a baseball game.
Oh, my gosh, that's so anecdotal.
I do baseball play-by-play on the weekends, and we were broadcasting this, and one of the viewers chatted in, commented into, are they wearing masks out there, the ball players?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my smart aleck response is, well, I know the two guys behind home plate are. the catcher and the umpire,
when I was watching baseball, it was about probably 25% that were wearing masks.
Were they in the field, or was it the guys that were coming, like, in the dugout? Ooh, and the umpires, the manager will wear a mask when he goes out to talk to the pitcher, but I haven't seen any players actually playing the game wear masks.
No, I didn't, well, except for the two behind the home plate.
Well, they're farther than 6 feet apart, you know. It's kind of okay.
That's true. It was people coming in and talking.
Well,
they were really careful.
If they all stood together, it wouldn't be a very good team, would they?
What's that?
If they all stood together in the outfield, it wouldn't
be a good team. Yeah, that wouldn't. There's a large gap over in left field. They're bunched together on one side.
Those of you in Tennessee, we do get to the legal part of this thing after our break. We're going to talk about this Johnny Depp Amber Heard lawsuit. I promise we're talking about it. We'll be back.
You stay there. There's much more Radio Law Talk on our agenda. Hopefully it's on yours, too. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
855 Law Radio. Again, 855 Law Radio. If you want to call in, we have Amber Heard and Johnny Depp were briefly married for a short time. I am by the turning down my volume of my phone as we were watching one of the videos of Amber Heard. In England, The Sun states in their paper that basically calls Johnny Depp a wife beater. And it's, quote, a wife beater. Not an alleged wife beater, a, quote, wife beater. So he basically sues Amber, his wife, back in the States for doing an op-ed. That's not what we're talking about now, and that's still going on. And then he sues The Sun for libel and slander, right? Or just
libel for saying
basically that he's a wife beater. And so their defense is the truth, right? And so This
and they have the burden of proof on that.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't shift to Johnny to show it's not true.
Right. That's exactly right. So that's what they're doing, and we've been going over this. The second week of testimony is now Amber Heard has been on the stand for 3 days this week, and we've always said this as lawyers and counselors, because we're lawyers and counselors. Sometimes the two of you might just want to figure this out and not air your dirty laundry in the media. And I'm telling you, whether what's true or not true, because by the way, we're going to get this caveat, these are all allegations on both sides. And whether it's true or not true, it doesn't matter. The damage is flying.
Right. Nobody ends up looking good.
Yes.
In fact, everybody is saying that the winner here is going to be the Sun, because everybody's going to buy their magazines or their newspapers. It's going to fly off the shelf.
So when we say the Sun, I want to make this clear, because every time we say that, I think their kid. No, the S-U-N, the gossip tabloid newspaper called the Daily, or I think it's the Daily Sun, but the Sun, anyway.
Sun is what would the National Enquirer would be in the United States.
It is.
It's
one of Murdoch's, you know, this big, huge conglomerate guy who owns all these different smut magazines, and it's one of those.
Yeah. So they brought in...
Smuttish. Alleged smuttish.
They now brought in Amber, and she's testifying about how she was abused. And a couple of things that are going on. There's so much to talk about. There's an individual. First of all, Johnny Depp. He's claiming that she was not being faithful to him, and with the owner of Tesla, Beta. What's his name again? Jeff Bezos.
Elon Musk.
God, I want to start. Elon Musk. He's claiming. Okay, you're out with him, and you're out with this other individual by the name of last name Franco. I looked him up. I've seen a picture of him before, but he's another star. And one of her arguments is, you know, that this Franco saw my face and said, "What the blank happened to you?" What the blank, and you know, seeing bruises, and she claims that Johnny Depp on one occasion.
The blank happened to you? I was walking down this concourse in Tahoe, and this guy came at me, not wearing a mask, and I jumped, and I tried to climb away.
Yeah, help and safety.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
I digress.
I wish I videoed that. I tried to get my phone out as fast as I could. So anyway, but you know,
that's probably why he was so scared. He probably thought you're going to pull out a gun.
Oh, I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to. I'm a big guy, though. Those guys. Anyway, and then there's the issue of pooping in his bed during pooped in his bed as a quote, and he's claiming as a prank. And was that during the time period of when it was Amber Heard's 30th birthday?
Yes.
They're in Los Angeles, and afterwards.
And Johnny had just lost $750 million he claimed had been embezzled by his management group.
$650, $750, it's all the same.
Yeah.
But anyway, some amount of money.
Whatever.
And then what happens is, so all this is coming out, and Amber's saying, look, I didn't poop on his bed. It was our Yorkie Terriers. Well, there's testimony from their housekeeper that says what? Denise, what's
the
Denise?
She said that the dog didn't really poop in the house, and that it
or
was
in
very
the bed.
Small,
yeah.
Or in the bed, but anywhere, and that it was very small.
In the bed was what? It was big.
Right.
Did they get a fecologist with a ruler?
No, they didn't. But she did testify or noted down that it was quite large, like a human one. And so that's one issue that's coming up. So, you know, Johnny's like, this lady's crazy, and this is what she does. And then she claims that he threw a phone at her and hit her in the eye area.
Right.
And then there was another fight where she claims that she was had a broken rib, two black eyes, a broken nose.
And bruises all over.
And bruises all over. Well, Johnny Depp brought up that there was an actual medical record that showed there was no bruises. But the big issue there, and in her testimony, and by the way, Johnny Depp has a woman as his lawyer, he has multiple, that's cross-examining her, and that's a strategy, Todd, and
Denise, it is.
That you don't want a guy there pounding on her for claiming, you know, or having allegations on her. Stop smiling.
Phrasing, Fred, phrasing.
You know, just beating her up. I mean, that's another bad phrase. On the stand. You know, to make it look like bullies.
I want to say something here. Everything that they say that she did against Johnny, she says and turns it around and said, nope, that's Johnny's actions.
Right.
That's what Johnny does. And to me, that's projecting.
Projecting, yes.
You know, Fred, you use the we're being a bit lighthearted when you use the terms beating up on her, pounding on her, and things like that. But those are actually accurate phrases, because the reason that you don't want, in this case, to have a man cross-examining Amber Heard is that you don't want the subconscious, the subtextual image being sent to the judge or the jury who's watching that the attorney is doing exactly that, pounding on her, beating on her, because the optic is she's claiming that a man did this to her, and now a man is asking her these questions. And so she's now just being victimized again by a male, and it's very difficult to overcome that subconscious thought, which is the thinking about why they would have a woman come in
right.
and ask her the question to get away from this male-on-female abuse pattern
right.
that they're alleging. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. You'll see that happen in a lot of cases.
Yes.
Especially the DA's office will put, a woman, if it's a,
Harvey Weinstein
yeah.
did that. He hired a woman to
right.
Do the cross-examination of the victims for that very reason.
Right, right. So anyway, we're going
and
through this.
And what about our legislature when they were doing the Kavanaugh hearings?
That's right. They had a
female that was asking the questions.
Yes.
So what happens here is she's claiming, well, you know, our little Yorkies poop on that because ever since they accidentally ate. This is so bizarre. We got to tell you this. This is all coming on, you know, this is under oath stuff, you know, because the Yorkies ate a bag of weed, one of the puppies. And ever since he's been a weed eater, marijuana eater, he has problems with his pooping. Now, the maids testified she's never seen the Yorkie poop in their bed. Isn't this great?
Right. And you know,
Kyle's laughing so hard he gets.
Yes.
Please tell me they didn't name the Yorkie Snoop Dogg.
No.
Okay.
No.
And the funny thing is, Heard says, "Why well, never leave that poop for the maid to have to clean up?
Yeah, she
I would
it up.
Clean it up."
Yes.
And that is so. Incredible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's funny. Denise, if anyone would be kind of leaning toward her. Denise is not on. She's seeing some stuff that's very important.
When it comes down to credibility, Johnny has admitted things that were bad against his case and admitted things about drug use and about his having to go clean up from prescription
right.
misuse and stuff like that, which adds to his credibility. But Amber Heard, all she's doing is deny, 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 shift focus, turn it on Johnny.
Right.
Johnny's the one that self-herps. Johnny's the one that does these type of activities. And to me, it just lacks credibility. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Again, these are all allegations.
They
but
are. But the judge is going to make a decision.
That's
There's
exactly
no
right.
jury here.
Well,
it's the judge.
Here's the key evidence.
Decision.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just
going to
say, I'm waiting for the one of the questions from Depp's attorneys at some point to say, now, Ms. Heard, you've been on the stand here for 3 days or 4 days or however long. Prior to The Sun publishing their story wherein they said Johnny Depp was a wife beater, how much investigation did The Sun do in actually talking to you?
Right.
And I think she's going to say none.
Yeah.
And here you've been on the stand for 3 days, 4 days, talking about the very same thing. So they did no investigations. Why should have been allegations?
Yeah, well, at least, it should have
Well,
said
we're making that assumption there was no investigation.
Right.
I mean, they could have gone and read the domestic violence restraining order that
right.
Heard brought against Johnny Depp, right?
But they probably didn't. Right.
But between you and I and the fence post, okay, let's say these allegations are what Amber Heard truly believes. And Johnny Depp denies them. As a newspaper, you write, alleged wife beater. You don't say he's a wife beater because you don't know that.
It's which Depp denies, you would have to
course.
Say, to be fair.
Yeah, to be fair, you say he's denied it and it's alleged. But we're going to get back and talk about a couple other things about Kate Moss is involved in this now. Yeah, we're going to go to our second hour. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com and hear the rest if you are goodbye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.